You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that's the other selection on that one side of that record. Rolling Fire. Composition by J.B. Duvernoy, played by Guy Meyer and Lee Pattison on Victor in 1922. And I just thought that would be an interesting thing to try, playing that stuff. A little contrast in the middle of the show from what I've been dishing out. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. and I'm sticking around. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. No, we're fine. Everything's good here. We're good here. We're good because it's home. But we're going to stay home, too, for a while. Freddie Rose, 1927. As if to amplify on that theme, the voice of the Southland.
Did I roam? Your black sheep is weary. I wanna go home. Sorrow, sorrow keeps following me. Dixieland, that's where I wanna be. Though the people all around me, I'm so blue and all alone. 'Cause the voice of the Southland keeps calling me home. In my dreams, those fields of cotton and those sunny skies of blue seem to say you're not forgotten. We're waiting for you. They're shouting, come back. You're not on the right track. Better come right back home where you belong. To myself I keep on saying, what a fool I was to roam. 'Cause the voice of the Southland keeps calling me home. Thank you. What a fool I was to roam. Cause the voice of the Southland keeps calling me home.
Now I just saw a maniac, maniac, wild and tearing his hair. Jumping like, jumping jack, child, you should have been there. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly dancy dilly raving, eyes were two, eyes blue, but oh boy, what those eyes could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond ring and all those things, you can bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? Love made him a lunatic, lunatic, lunatic. Gee, he hollered and cried like a monkey on a stick, on a stick, on a stick. He was fit to be tied. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly daffy dilly raving, 5 foot two and I flew. But oh boy, what those 5 foot two, has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned out hose, a flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond ring and all those things, you bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, you can bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she, could she, could she, could she go? Has anybody seen that girl of mine?
Thank you.
The original Dixieland Jazz Band. Nice copy of that. 1918. Sounds newer than that, but I never saw anyone get so much life out of an acoustic record as the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and they do it with the Clarinet Marmalade Blues. So spread that on your toast and see if it peps you up, and it probably will. Amazing stuff there from that band. And before that, we had Gene Austin, Dave Franklin on the piano, and ukulele virtuoso, who seems to have been ubiquitous in the jazz age, May Singhai Breen, 5'2", Eyes of Blue, and that was recorded in 1925. But you did hear her on a lot of records, and she was, there were ukulele method books and things out there with May Breen. So there she is, playing. Before that, Freddie Rose, The Voice of the Southland. Oh, yeah. I'm a black sheep, too. I'm a black and blue sheep today. 1927, that was. And this is Radiola, and we're wearing our colors proudly, which are black and blue. I'm Andy Senior, and we're the walking wounded, and we're fine now. We're walking. That's the main thing. And I'm going to be walking for a while. Let me say that much. We're going to persist in this mess. Here's Whitey Kaufman and his orchestra, Deep River Blues, 1926. And I want to preface this recording by saying I have never heard a Whitey Kaufman electric recording that didn't have some sort of weird feedback on it. I don't know if it was the band or what. The recording of Paddlin' Madeline Home has this on it too. But this recording, it is, and it's a great recording. It's wonderfully jazzy and amazing recording. But the sound is, it's, you know, if you like feedback, if you're, people today, they pay good money for feedback on their amps and whatever. But Whitey Kaufman was getting it in 1926. And you'll hear a lot of it here on Deep River Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seattle Harmony Kings again, and I heard that record some years ago, probably 20 years ago, to be absolutely fair and honest about it. Darktown Shuffle, and that is a good one. That was, I think that was one of their first, that was one of the first two, I should say. And that's hot stuff, and it was recorded very loudly. And so it kind of rings right out there on the shellac. No feedback, though, if you're missing that. Now that you've had a taste of it, you'll probably want more. But there they are, and great group. Before that, Willard Robeson and his orchestra, Murray Johns on the vocal, and just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. You know, I hate when that happens. I really, really do. 1927, beginning with Whitey Kaufman and his orchestra, Deep River Blues, and Deep River Feedback, for those who enjoy that. 1926, this is Radiola, and I always appreciate your feedback. And even if you're just telling me to shut up and play more music, I'm playing as much music as I can, and I'll play as much music as I'm going to play anyway. I'm just going to talk more. So I'm not cheating you on music at all, even if I gab a bit. And I'll try not to be so verbose. And I am Andy Sr., and I'm a loquacious as hell. I have to admit that. But it's a well-earned loquaciousness. A thesaurus will be provided at the end of the program. Here's the other side. I played this, I believe, last week. This week I'm playing this side, and this is a more well-known selection played by trumpeter Bob Efros. Arthur Shutt on the piano, and he sounds really good here. They both do. 1929, Tin Ear, and that was recorded, I think, by Jan Garber as well. But here's a nice solo recording of it. And can't go wrong here. Here it is. Thank you.
sweet, so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll be home late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye.
George Olson and his music, Bye Bye Blackbird, 1926. Oh, yeah. Yep, no one here can love or understand me, and that's true. And even where I'm living, they don't love or understand me. But, you know, you go somewhere else, you really have problems. Try to get some love and understanding in a different state when things go wrong. It's always fun. Although there were some nice people. There are nice people everywhere, and I appreciate them. And I depreciate the other kinds. Before that, Lee Sims, 1929. Got a Feeling for You, and that's hot stuff there. That's a nice record. And another nice record before that, Tin Ear, 1929 also. Bob Efros, Arthur Schott on the piano. A lot of good piano tonight. We had James P. Johnson. We had those two guys in the middle. We got Arthur Schott and Lee Sims. So you just can't go wrong with this show. You just cannot. It's impossible. This is Radiola, and no matter what the TSA is doing to you these days, on Radiola, every seat is a first-class seat, and we do not conduct X-ray scans or pat-downs. You're secure in your own person on Radiola. Provided you stay at home. That's what I would advise. We're going to continue now. I had this record for probably about a year now, but I finally found a use for it, a place to put it where it would kind of fit on the show. Jerry Fitzgerald, 1934, on a Regal Zonophone. And here it is. And what else would it be? It's home. Call home.
whether you ride on a highway wide or walk with a pack on your back, whether you roam from a gilded dome or a tumble-down shack, you know the voice that's calling to every rolling stone, starting the teardrops falling when you're alone. Ooh, da 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 dee, da 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 dee. It's home where the handshake is tighter, that heaven on earth that we call a
thank you.
I'd start to gather, then I'd dream of the days long ago. And it seems I am back with the old folks, where the waters of the Mohawk flow. There's the house that I knew in my childhood, with a light in the window so bright. And I know my old mother is waiting. Oh, my heart is where the Mohawk flows tonight. I am sad when the night shades are falling, as I watch for sunset's fading light. And it seems I can hear voices calling. Oh, my heart is where the Mohawk flows tonight.
Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band. On the vocal, Val Rosing. And you can tell by his, you know, he's got a very fast vibrato. But that's Val singing on that 1931, I believe, recording, My Heart is Where the Mohawk Flows Tonight. And I've played this on the show before, but this is a new copy I just got on the Regal 78. And it is, it's a nice, clean, beautiful record. Nice sound on that. And I'm happy to have it. That's sweet sounding. And that's where I am. My heart and the rest of me, the whole bunch, is where the Mohawk flows tonight. And that's, you know, pretty much going to stick around there for a while. Before that, Adrian Schubert and his orchestra. Smith Ballou on the vocal, and that's off a Crown, so that's a lot crunchier than the Regal, I'll tell you that. By the Fireside, 1932, beginning with Jerry Fitzgerald, 1934. It's home. And that's where the heart is, and, you know, it's where everything else should be. The hat, the heart, the coat, and the vents, the pants, and the shoes. No, keep it all there, would you? This is Radiola, and we're not disjointed at all. We're sticking, you know, we're pretty much holding it together in one place. So it was an interesting week, but we have to say this. Billy Cotton and his band, I don't know who the vocalist is. Someone will enlighten me on that point. No Regrets, 1936. Thank you.
mind. If I had you by my side, I would do most anything for you. I would take that trip to Mars. Mama, I would even count the stars. I would do most anything for you. I would gladly give a fortune just to see you smile. You say you love me every little while. In my heart there's ecstasy. Long as you got faith in me, I would do most anything for you. Send me down lightly, yeah. Jive down, I jive down. I would gladly give a fortune just to see you smile. You say you love me, mama, every little while. In my heart's ecstasy, as long as you've got faith in me, I would do most anything but the baby who's about to hold the gaga hold on, yeah.
And there's Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, 1936 also. I would do anything for you, and I would, provided I don't have to, you know, leave the house. I can do it here, I'll do it, see? But you had Tempo King, whoever that was, on the vocal, and Queenie Ada Rubin, whoever that was, on the piano. I tend to feel it's Fats in drag, Fats Waller, because no one else plays like that I've ever heard. Maybe Johnny Guarnieri as a second choice, but I can't think of anyone who sounds like that except for Fats Waller. His attack, his touch, and we'll just have to, you know, I'll assert that. Not that I'll take it to court, but that's my opinion. Beginning with Billy Cotton and his band, 1936, no regrets, and indeed I have none. It was fun. It was fun, and I'm glad it's over. Because that's how I feel, gang. You know, as you know, no regrets. You go through it. Everything you do in life is to get to where you are, and once you're there, that's the only way you could have gotten there. So that's all I have to say. You get where you're going, and sometimes you have to go through some interesting stuff to get from point A to point from point B to back to point A, and point A is where we're doing the show. This is Radiola, and yes, here we are. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to thank you for indulging me this week with your kind attention. And we're going to finish with an entirely appropriate selection, especially what is occasioned by having been out in the cold. You want to warm up a bit. Here's Frank Crummett in 1926. And boy, do I feel this way. Even when I am home, show me the way to go home.
Oh, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right through my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. When I'm happy, happy when I'm happy singing all the while. I don't need nobody there to show me how to smile. When I've been out on a spree, toddling down the street, with this little melody, everyone I greet, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's going right through my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wine, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his fiddler's three. When they'd had a high old time, all the whole night through, what was it that King Cole said, and his fiddlers too? Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right through my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Buying drinks, a lot of ginks gathered in a swell cafe. A Scotchman who had quite a few was feeling rather gay. He kept drinking with each guy as the hours fled. When it came his time to buy, he stepped up and said, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a wee drappy about an hour ago, and it's going right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.